Introduction. Dissertation proposal. Many PhD students are confused about how to start a dissertation proposal. So, do not worry. It is natural. A dissertation proposal can be tricky and confusing because it is a huge task to choose a topic, do a literature search, and write a research proposal. However, this guide will make it easier to handle everything about dissertation proposal writing. We will explain, what is a dissertation proposal? Why is it essential? What elements should it include? A good proposal isn't just the first step to an excellent dissertation. It also helps you get the green light from your teachers and maybe even win money for your research. Plus, it keeps you on track and saves you time and stress in the long run. Albert Einstein once said, "If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough." This quote perfectly captures the essence of a substantial dissertation proposal. Let's start learning and set you on the path to success. What is a dissertation proposal? A dissertation proposal is a detailed plan of your research project. It serves as the blueprint for your dissertation. Also, it outlines, what do you intend to study? Why is your research essential? How do you plan to conduct your research? At its core, it helps you stay focused and organized. Why is a dissertation proposal important? A good plan helps you have a smooth pathway to reach your destination. Similarly, your proposal sets a strong base for your dissertation. A clear and compelling proposal can help you gain committee approval for your work. What should your proposal contain? It would be best if you write a detailed and comprehensive dissertation proposal. Then, it will create a strong foundation for your research. So, let's discuss the essential elements of your proposal. Title. Your title should clearly reflect the main focus of your research. Moreover, it should be concise yet striking enough to indicate the content of your study clearly. Example. The impact of social media on academic performance, a study of university students. Abstract. The abstract is a short summary of your proposal. In the abstract, you should briefly present the main objectives, such as the process and expected results of your research. Example. This study will explore how social media use affects university students' grades. It will combine surveys and interviews to explore the link between social media usage and academic performance. The introduction sets the stage for your research. So, you should provide background information, tell readers why the topic is important, and outline the main research questions or hypotheses. Example, social media is everywhere, and teachers are worried about how it might impact students' grades. This study is an experiment to see how using social media impacts college students' academic performance. Based on the results, teachers can develop strategies to tackle any negative social media influences. Also read, how to write an essay introduction. Literature review. The literature search helps you know about existing research related to your topic. Furthermore, it identifies gaps in the current study that your research aims to fill. This section not only shows your learning of the field, but also inspires you to add your input to existing knowledge. Example, previous studies have shown mixed results on the impact of social media on academic progress. At the same time, some research suggests a negative correlation. However, some studies suggest the potential benefits of social media for educational purposes. This study will build on the current literature and focus on university students. Also, we will employ a mixed methods approach. Research questions. Your research questions should be clear and focused. Also, the question should be directly related to your topic. It guides your research and determines the direction of your study. Example, how does the amount of time spent on social media correlate with the academic progress of students? What are the perceived effects of social media on study habits and concentration of the students? How do different types of social media usage, such as educational versus recreational, impact academic outcomes? Methodology. The methodology section outlines how you will conduct your research. It includes your research design and data collection and analysis methods. In addition, the info should be enough to allow someone else to replicate your study. Example. In this study, we will combine two ways of gathering info to learn more about university students. Firstly, we will do an online survey of 200 students. This survey will ask questions that can be answered with numbers, such as how often they use social media and their grades. We will also talk to a smaller group of 20 more open-ended, which will allow them to share their experiences in their own words. Finally, we will analyze the survey answers using math and statistics. At last, we will look over the conversations to identify common themes. By combining these two approaches, we hope to understand the topic better. Timeline. A timeline outlines the schedule for completing different stages of your research. It helps you stay organized. Also, you should make sure that you allocate sufficient time for each part of your study. Example, 1 to 2 months. Literature review and refinement of research questions. 3 to 4 months. Survey design and piloting. 5 to 6 months. Data collection. Surveys and interviews. 7 to 8 months. Data analysis. 9 to 10 months. Writing and revising the dissertation. 11 month. Submission and defense preparation. Bibliography. The bibliography lists the key sources and references you will use throughout your research. It shows that you have a strong basis of relevant literature to support your study. Example, Smith, J., 2019. The Effects of Social Media on Student Learning. Academic Press. Jones, A., and Brown, B., 2020. Social Media and Academic Performance. A Meta-Analysis. Journal of Educational Research. 45-123-145. Aims and objectives. In your dissertation, it is vital to explain what you are trying to find out and how you will do it. You can do it by stating your research aim and objectives. The aim is like your overall goal. It is a big picture statement about what you hope to achieve with your research. Objectives are the specific steps you will take to reach that goal. They break down the aim into smaller, more manageable tasks. Your dissertation aim should directly relate to your research question. Constraints and limitations of your research. In your research, it is vital to acknowledge the limitations. Lots of research topics connect to bigger issues. However, you can only focus on a small piece of it at a time. You show that you know these more significant issues by mentioning the limitations, even though you're just looking at one part. There are a few examples of limitations. For example, maybe you could not study a large enough group of people. Some people who volunteered for your study might have dropped out, or there might not be a lot of other research done on this topic yet. You can also talk about different reasons that might have affected your study. Doing research with people involves trust and following the rules. To get approval to do your research project, called ethical approval. Also, you need to explain how you will treat your participants fairly. This means keeping their information confidential, such as promising not to share their names or anything that could identify them. You should also explain how you will use their information and make sure they understand what is happening to it. Finally, consider how much involvement you will need from them throughout your research. Also read, how to write an argumentative essay. How to edit a dissertation proposal. It is crucial to break down the editing process into stages. As a result, you can focus on different aspects such as grammar, clarity, and structure. You should make sure your ideas connect smoothly to your topic. Also, check how well your paragraphs link to each other and how clear and consistent your overall argument is. You should identify areas where your argument can be more robust. So, you can add additional evidence, such as statistical analysis or clearer explanations. It is key to maintain an academic tone in every part of the proposal. You should also avoid informality or sentences that are overly complex. Proofreading is vital, so check for typos, grammar, or punctuation mistakes. In addition, it would be best if you double-check that all your references are correct. Also, the formatting of your references will be as per the preferred style guide of your university, APA, MLA, etc. Key tip, ask a trusted colleague or supervisor for advice. You can also get peer review services to review your proposal. Conclusion, a well-prepared proposal is the key to a successful dissertation as it provides a roadmap for your research, helps you stay organized, and increases your chances of gaining approval and funding. Now, are you still having trouble writing a proposal? No worries. Consult Journal Publisher. We can help you with your dissertation proposal.